Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, here to wish you a happy new year. Woo! Oh, we should have had noisemakers.
Oh, we should have.
I know.
That would have been fun.
Ugh, Martha's back from Maui, so she couldn't think of that. So that's okay. We still wish you a happy new year, and maybe next year we'll put hats on and do the noisemakers and stuff like that. We'll up the ante on that. But happy new year to you all. We have a very fun show for you today. Later on in the show, of course, you know, we had to kick off the year with relationships because that's what we talk about here at Boundless. Later on in the show, we actually have a listener whose friend is engaged, getting married to someone who is not a believer, and she's wondering what her role is in this, what she should say, what this looks like as far as what input she should give or not give. And then our culture segment, we have Andy Stanley back. Everyone loved when he talked about his book, Enemies of the Heart. And he is back to talk about his love, sex, and dating series, which was hugely popular. I think I had it shared on my Facebook wall about 5 million times. Everyone, did you see this? Did you say this? So yes, we saw it. Woo! So he wants to talk about that. And he's a guy who has tons of young adults in his church. And of course, his church has how many satellites? I don't even know. It's one of the biggest churches in the U.S. now, I guess, if you include the satellites. It's just all kinds of crazy. So Andy Stanley, great guy. And he works with a lot of young adults and has a lot of insight there. So fun stuff. But here we are at our round table. We have four ladies in the studio today. So guys, don't be discouraged. Your day will come. It's just, quite frankly, we couldn't get guys to talk about this topic. So we're just going to be honest. Yeah. Shocking. So, and this is one, Martha, I think you came up with this, right?
I did.
I know. This was her idea. So we are going to be talking today about, because, you know, it's a new year and New Year's are when people always make goals or resolutions and stuff. But do you ever make relational goals? Do you ever make marriage goals? Do you ever look ahead to the future and see what you could be doing intentionally to move yourself along that path towards marriage and family? Because that is what we support here at Boundless. If you do not know that by now, I don't know how to help you. but anyway, so we have some fun guests here at the table. Martha, first of all, is here.
Yes, I'm here to talk 2012.
Yes.
Or 2012. I don't know.
2012.
Sure, let's start a new trend.
We're here to put 2011 behind us and move into the new year and see. Yep. You know, you had written a blog post about that, about looking ahead, you know, a year and stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
I know.
What it's going to be like a year from now.
I know. This could be the year where we have stories to tell. So we'll see. And then she rustled up two other young women who are going to join the fray and talk to us. First of all, we have Jen. Jen, welcome.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
I know. It's great to have you. They're both new to the show. Never been here before. So Jen and Jenny, actually. So we're going to
keep
them
confusing.
Although one of them we may just call Violet for the show, just to have it completely different.
That we'll can see. Be Jenny.
Thanks, Lutz.
She'll be Violet. She'll be all confused, or you know, Violet or Madeline, up with a name, something like that. So. No, but very wonderful to have both of you here. And it's probably confusing, like it's as I kind of intro the show, people are like, what? What do they mean? What are they talking about? Like 2012, whatever. But we have all been involved in very real and intentional. What would we say? How did you describe it, Martha? You didn't say campaign.
Well, I did say campaign, but.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Just
marketing.
Yeah,
campaign.
Don't say that.
Yeah, I don't. It was brainstorming session.
Well, let's think campaign, but not so militant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a soft campaign.
Well, I think even resolution is kind of a.
Yeah.
It's about intentionality and having a goal or something. So.
Goals for relationships and what we can do. And especially, I think for women, this is helpful because we often feel like we don't have a part to play. We feel like our hands are tied. We feel like we're just sitting there waiting for guys to ask us out and they don't, or else they're crazy. Whatever. So we get discouraged easily. And it's kind of like that new time around the front end of the year where we feel like, oh, there's renewed hope and there's something that we can do. And maybe this year will be the year. So we've all kind of done that. And so, I want to just throw out the question, first of all, in saying, was this something, we'll talk about our specific stories and the specific things we've done, but was this something, say, 10 years ago that you ever thought you would do and be this intentional about looking ahead towards relationships or marriage?
Nope.
No. Jenny says no.
Yeah, 10 years ago, I'm pretty sure I wasn't even thinking about it.
I thought everything would just fall into place and just happen on its own, but.
Yeah.
So we would have all been probably like, late teens, 10
years
ago.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yep. Fresh in college and, had no idea what we'd be facing.
At that
these
point,
days,
you probably still had in your head kind of that natural progression of, yeah, well, I'm just going to do college because that's expected of me.
Just
and then surely I'll get married and start a family. Yep. And whatever.
I was much more interested in sports and hanging out and having fun.
I wanted to get an A on my test. Who cares about anything else? But
Okay. So when did the switch flip? When did you finally realize? I mean, was there a pivotal point where you finally realized, here's something that I can actually do, something I need to get on board with? Or was it something you came up with, or something that girlfriends told you about, or what?
You know, I think for me, it's been more and more over the last couple of years, just realizing the need to be intentional about things, especially just in small group with Martha or wherever else, just realizing that things that we just thought would happen naturally just haven't. So I think especially just the last couple of years, really trying to think about, okay, what can we do? How can we be intentional about these things and, you know, still trusting God to move, but helping along that process. So,
Yeah, I think for me, it's definitely been a process of a few years of kind of going through some rougher relationships and rougher periods of time. And then just recently saying, you know what, it's not all that bad. And so I'm going to get back into it and do something about it and learn about myself in the process. Because I think I had a pretty negative view on dating and relationships. I was pretty skeptical. And so I think for me, it was going through those periods of time. And then in the last probably year going, you know what, I think I can handle this. I think it'll be fun. I think it should be fun. And so taking on that approach instead of looking at it as a woe is me kind of a thing. So
it's good.
Yeah, I remember when Candace Waters' book Get Married came out and a friend said, we should read this. And at the time I was like, what? You can't write a book about how to get married. I mean, that, you know, but
is this the one that you posted or sent to us?
I could have.
Not yesterday.
Oh, yes.
This
There's a new
ago.
Book called Get Married in 365 Days.
Yeah, so that one was a little, I haven't read the book, so I can't really judge on it. But
yeah.
That was a little crazy.
Well, and that was a secular book. And
right.
I just thought that was interesting. Of seems to be a hot topic. People are...
Well, and there's one written, it was written years ago now, but by a woman who was a Harvard MBA. And it was basically approaching marriage like you would your MBA and how you do just set goals and make, you know, and I was like, whoa. And but she, of course, had all these stories of people that did it and it worked. And I'm man. So, it's just, it's again, that balance of like, you know, how much effort do you put into it versus versus trusting the Lord.
Totally.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so let's talk about specifics here as to what we actually did, because we talked about these as campaigns, and they really are intentional things that we have done. And looking ahead to 2012, I think this might be encouraging for some folks. So, Martha, why don't you start with your story of, obviously, you talked, you read Get Married, finally.
Yes.
Okay, you gave it a chance.
Yes, and read that with some girls at work, and I think it was later on, I don't know if it was that summer or sometime later, still nothing was really happening in my world. So I gathered a few more friends, and it was, I think, about a summer's time. Jenny was part of that group where...
Violet.
Yeah,
Violet.
We met about once a week just to talk about different things, you know, that were on our mind or questions, and having time to pray specifically. And it was just being intentional as in community to talk about it. And
I think community was huge. Like, that's what I walked away with, just having, you know, sisters that really knew my heart. And, you know, I think for so long I felt like I was alone. Like, I don't know why, it just didn't dawn on me that other people were feeling the same thing I was about, you know, being single and wanting a family. And it was huge.
So at the end of the summer, we put together, we got a group photo together, and Jenny is actually a graphic designer, so you want to tell us?
We just put a postcard together, and we put, what verse was it? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 on there, and sent it out to friends and family. And I think it was, for me, it was the first time I really asked people to specifically pray for me and for marriage, and, you know, just what that looked like in my life and the life of my friends as well. So.
Yeah. So it really was like a marriage prayer card.
Right? Yeah. Like missionary card.
That is so cute.
So hopefully, you know, people would put us up on their refrigerators and, you know, once in a while glance at it and be like, oh, yeah, we're supposed to pray for them and, you know, all those things. So, and I think it also helped, I think, getting just us on people's minds and just, you know, hey, I know some single person and, you know, you never know what can happen. So
and even just to vocalize that desire.
Yeah,
I think was kind of a bold
thing to do. It was a step. It was a step for me.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we've heard from so many women who listen to the show, is really that was a pivotal time for them when they finally realized that I don't have to be ashamed to mm-hmm. mention this as a mm-hmm. desire, and to mm-hmm. really say to my family and my friends that, mm-hmm. you know, because there's so much, I think, in our culture of just either if you say anything, it means you're not trusting the Lord, mm-hmm. or if you say something, it means you're too desperate or you're too whatever. But to be like, no, honestly, this is really a desire mm-hmm. in my heart, and I'm not going to be ashamed to say it. So
totally. I wouldn't, like, it was always hard for me to talk about it, even in like small groups with girls or whatever. Like, I never wanted to dwell on the fact that I was single, that I wasn't in a relationship, because I didn't want to seem not content or mm-hmm. you know, and I depressed, just want to complain mm-hmm. and you know, like, the more you focus on it, the more you're like, yeah. okay, that's not in my life. So so I can totally see that, but I think that there's a freedom when you acknowledge it and you go, okay, well, I can do something about this and I can change it, and mm-hmm. And you're still trusting in God. I mean, we trust in God with our jobs and with our friendships and all those things, but it doesn't mean we stand idly by either. There is a faith and there's an action in that. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's part of this too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So tell us, Jen, a little bit about your story, about what you're doing, because you're currently in the process of something right now.
I am in the process. And this is a little bit weird for me to be like saying who I am and the process, because I was going to keep them very separate. Oh. like, I wasn't ever going to put my name to what I was doing. But I'm doing this thing, I'm calling it 27 dates. And I was challenged for my 27th birthday. So now you all know how old I am. I was challenged to go on 27 dates in this year. And so, well, my birthday was in September, so 12 months from mm-hmm. September. And so, I just thought, first of all, I thought, no way. I can't even get a date in a year. Get 27, like, that's not possible. So, and so it was just kind of funny in that sense. But then as I thought about it more and more, I thought, you know what, that would be kind of interesting. Like, that would be really challenging for me to go on 27 first dates is what mm-hmm. it was really about. And I mean, just thinking about that, like, thinking through all the awkwardness, all mm-hmm. the, like, different situations mm-hmm. that you don't really know this person, and, you know, do you open the door? Do you wait for him to open the door? Do you, all those kinds of little things. And mm-hmm. so as I thought about it, I thought, you know what, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the 27 dates, and then, and just throughout the process, take the pressure off of dating. I feel like, especially in the Christian circle, dating is, you go on one date and you should know mm-hmm. if whether or not that person is right for you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like and maybe I'm wrong on this, but I've always felt like that's why guys are hesitant to ask, is because mm-hmm. they really just wanted a chance to get to know somebody, but they don't know the whole story yet. Mm-hmm. And so if they're asked, especially in the Christian circle, if they're asking a girl on that first date, it's like a huge ordeal. Mm-hmm. Whereas I feel like it should just be something mm-hmm. where, like, okay, two people, hey, you're interesting, I'm interesting, let's go and have coffee, let's go have dinner and get to know each other. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to take the pressure off of it. And then the other aspect of it was that I wanted to meet different guys. I think I've always kind of stayed in my little box of, this is who I think is my type. And when I really haven't dated that much, so how would I know? And I feel like I'm really limiting myself in that sense. And I think as women, we do that a lot. So I wanted to learn more about myself in the process and just get out of that box.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, not to sound crass or anything, but I think part of the reason why Christian singles are so bad at dating is because we just don't do it.
Yeah.
We're just lame.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you see these pictures, and I mean, obviously, you know, you don't want to go the extreme of getting some kind of Hollywood ideal or where it just always works out and things
right.
click or whatever, mm-hmm. but a lot of people are good daters because they're just well practiced. Mm-hmm. They know how to talk to people. Yeah. They know how to ask someone out. They mm-hmm. know how to respond without looking like a total freak, you know, yeah. and running and telling all your girlfriends and like flipping out and stuff, you know, and you just
not
look like a junior high.
Oh, yeah, she didn't call. Yeah. You know, like we freak out about that. And I mean, yeah. we still freak out and we still overanalyze, and we're probably always going to do those things. But
yeah.
It does teach you a lot about just even social interactions with somebody. Like, getting to know somebody for the first time is such a skill that you can mm-hmm. learn. And, you know, yeah. I'm putting myself in that situation every yeah. time. So mm-hmm.
now, have you been on a few dates so
I
far?
Have.
Okay.
Yeah.
So any lessons learned?
Wow. Whoa.
What's been, I mean, was it what you expected, or what have you,
yeah.
how's the process been?
So I've gone on 5, and I think that the, and I've gone on dates with non-Christians and Christians. So that, first of all, is a big lesson of there was always a piece missing with the non-Christians. Mm-hmm. With the Christians, it was like, okay, we could go to a different level pretty quickly of in our conversation, and it was comfortable. There was one who was a non-Christian, and just the discussion that we had was really challenging to me personally, like to learn about my faith more and to be put in that spot was really great. I think it's been harder than I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. More of the guys have shown interest than I thought, too. Hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So those are a few things. Yeah.
No, that's good.
I could keep going.
That's good. How did you I mean, this sounds ridiculous. How did you find these guys?
No, I wouldn't know.
This is very interesting. So for years, right, there are no single guys. My friends don't know any single guys. Nothing. Nobody's setting up anybody. All of a sudden, when I do this 27 dates, it's like, oh my gosh, I know of a guy that would be great for this. Oh my gosh. I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. Where have these guys
You're
been?
Coming out of the woodwork, no.
Right, totally. Mm-hmm. So it's friends that are, one of my friends goes salsa dancing a lot, and so she has met several guys through that and, you know, gave them my number, and so I've hooked up with them in that way, and then just friends in small group and mm-hmm. church and different friends hanging out with. So they're all coming out of, you know, it's kind of, I can't do it myself. Mm-hmm. So they have to kind of help mm-hmm. me in the matter. And
so you have your little network.
Yes.
That's kind of working on your behalf. That's good.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, there was a guy, you know, where had they reported on that on CNN, that guy helped Chaz get married or something like that. And it's a guy out in San Francisco who's doing, he's going to pay $10,000 for the person who introduces him to his wife. So,
oh gosh, there's no reward.
Sorry.
No. Bless up your heart.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's some like venture capitalist, so you don't have to worry
there
about that.
There you go. My happiness is your reward.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I'm not, but that's the other piece of it is that I'm really like, the goal is not to get married out of the process. And if I end up finding, you know, a great guy or whatever, that's great. Like, I'm not closed off to that and mm-hmm. I'm not hard-hearted or whatever. But the goal is really to learn more of this process and dating and about me and just break out of the circle. It's, mm-hmm. I think as soon as I put the goal as, like, to get married, then I'm putting pressure on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but I mean, it is a good step. I mean, because obviously you're going to have to date someone before you can marry them. So it
yeah,
could
hopefully.
Be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with God in the mix,
unless
it's definitely
there's an arranged
helpful.
Marriage,
I know,
which
right?
that would be a little scary.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I think it's kind of one of those chicken egg things where you don't right. want to sit down with a guy on the date and be like, you know, so anyway, I need to find out if I'm going to marry you. I mean, right. it's always a possibility that right. that could be the person you marry, right. but you don't want to be all like crazy about it.
Yeah.
So that's good. So, okay. What, when was
Lisa,
the...
you have to tell us about your.
Oh, yes. That's true. Okay. I have my own thing. Okay. Well, I have two. One is just a funny thing. You know, my friends, several of us have for years now, put a little moniker to the year, you know, in the new year and figure, you know, this is going to be the year and stuff. So,
2010.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Year of men.
Yeah. So 2010 was find the men in 2010. Okay. And we all made shirts. We all made t-shirts. And I was the only one who wore mine. Everyone else was too ashamed to, ladies. So that means that God is going to reward me with a spouse before them. Mm. That's what I'm convinced of.
Yeah, of course.
But no, so we all made just kind of as a fun little like girl pack kind of thing, you know, and decide. It didn't say like find the men in 2010. We did like a little logo and whatever with it. And it was pretty cute. But so we did that. And that was just to kind of keep it at top of mind for us to be prayerful about it and encouraging one another and remind each other that, yeah, you know, because we're always preaching to each other. Don't be afraid to say it and don't be afraid to be set up and don't be afraid to, you know, tell your acquaintances, you know, that you're willing to go out with guys that they know and stuff. So we kind of did that as a little rah-rah. And then now beginning in the summer, and those of you who read the e-newsletter, I talked about this in the e-newsletter, but I started a challenge, a 100-day prayer challenge of praying for mm-hmm. marriage for 100 days straight. And that ended now the week of Thanksgiving. And I think it was just really eye-opening for me to learn kind of what some of my preconceptions were about marriage and where I was in the process and really feeling, had I lost hope? Do I feel like I'm just in this miracle category and that's all I'm relegated to at this point? But really, what could God do in my heart as far as giving me a piece about the process and where I am right now and unveiling anything, you know, that I need to work on, any attitudes in my heart, anything about that? And then also really just recognizing that prayer is supernatural and God mm-hmm. really does move through it. And mm-hmm. it taught me a lot of things about prayer. prayer in general, as well as on the relational front. So that's been really encouraging to see. And I've had a lot of people ask me about it, as I've mentioned, you know, doing that. And it was just the thing that popped to mind when I saw the opportunity to do this challenge. There are many things that I could have prayed about for 100 days and probably will pick it up again and do some other things with that. It's just a great discipline. But
was there ever a day that you didn't want to pray about it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would say I definitely had my days where I was putting in my time, you know, where I knew that I had to do it. I had to check it off the list and stuff. And so I would pray. But and I mentioned kind of in telling about this when I talked about it in the e-newsletter, how a lot of times I would start thinking about it on the front end of the day, because usually my prayer time was at night, and either I would prayer walk, like in the summer, I did that around my neighborhood, and it would prompt me to pray for other things, which was really cool. And I started praying for you know, some of the schools in my neighborhood and the hospital and some of my neighbors and stuff, and just it kind of expanded the net a bit. But also I would start thinking about that during the course of the day. So then it kind of just made me mindful of it throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And so I would, whether I was wrestling with God over something specific, it was also I realized that marriage was there was almost a stronghold issue there for me, in the sense that I really wanted control over my situation. And this is something that I cannot control at all. And so there were days where I was so frustrated with a circumstance or something. And I felt like it was almost like just making it to that next night of prayer. It was like I could barely make it through the day and just be like, Lord, I got to pray about this, or I'm upset about it, or whatever. So it really showed me how dependent I am upon God in this process. And so, so that was good. So I finished the 100 days. I am not dating anyone. I am not married. I am not, but I'm still to realize that even in that, I wasn't using it as some kind of talisman. I was using it as a means of saying, hey, there's still hope and God's still in control. And I know that I've brought this before him and he knows what's what. So, so that was a good exercise, I think, for me in that. So,
because there have definitely been those moments where I'm like, I don't want to go on another date. So I was just kind of wondering with you, just praying with it. Like, sometimes I'm just like, oh, I don't want to.
Yeah. Well, because it's like what we said at the beginning. It's like we feel like this should be easier than it is. Like, you know, I quote, my friends give me a hard time and we laugh about this, because one of my sisters, when we were all doing the online thing for a while, my friends and I, and we would talk about our crazy stories and whatever. My sister, who got married at 20, was like, it should not have to come to this. And we were just like, I know it shouldn't, you know. And we just feel like sometimes it's such this laborious process of just, rah, you know. How in that, like, do you guys stay encouraged? I mean, when you see, because, you know, is your prayer card still hanging up on people's fridges? Has anyone in your group gotten married yet?
No.
Not yet. Okay.
No.
So people need to continue praying.
Yeah, I still have the fixture up on my bathroom mirror, and I know another girl has it on her refrigerator, so it continues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one thing that's been encouraging to me is a friend talked to me about being in the fourth quarter, and Tim Tebow. It's been, do they call quarters? I don't know.
Yeah, good job.
Fourth quarter.
I mean, like, you can't give up. I mean, I feel like I'm on the cusp of something, something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or overtime.
Or overtime.
Yeah, we're
maybe
we're
I'm in overtime.
No, I'm in overtime. Y'all are still in the fourth quarter. Third or fourth, maybe. Yeah.
But really, I mean, it's just a time to press in even harder and trusting God and being creative with these different little things. Yeah. And
Well, and we have, you know, we just had a conversation with a mutual friend the other day who was talking about how she felt like as she got older and she dated a couple guys and it didn't work out. And she, I remember she told me, she said, I just felt like now I was at a point where I could not in any way have God's best, or this guy that I was going to meet and marry eventually just wasn't going to be great. He was going to be okay, but he wasn't going to be great. And now she met this guy and he's just like a great fit for her in ministry and just where they are and what they're passionate about. And it just made her realize that, wow, all these other guys that I thought were just it and thought were just the story, you know, weren't. And here's this guy who never even knew him. He just popped out of the woodwork and stuff. And so it's really cool to see when God works and when we can look back on it in that sense is pretty cool. So, well, awesome.
But you might have been waiting all this time too, and it not be a great situation. And that might be part of your story too. And I think it's all a matter of like how you're faithful to the Lord in that. Like, that's awesome that worked out well for her. But I mean, you look at marriages now and they're rough. Like, it's hard. And so our story might be that, we've waited this long, and our marriage might be just as hard, too. And so we have to continue to develop our faith I don't know. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. I can't look at it and go, okay, because I've waited this long and I've been this faithful, I know the Lord's going to bless me with an mm-hmm. amazing man. And, you know, he's going to make all the money and do the right things. And, you know, I can just go and travel around the world. And, you know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just,
right.
we have to oh, be yeah. realistic
about it. We have to trust
that
God's going to be faithful in walking us through whatever yeah. story we have. And yeah. that's why I think, I mean, that's why I love when I stumbled upon Boundless. It was so mm-hmm. pivotal for me to realize that, wow, there are definitely foundational things that I can right. do to mm-hmm. ensure that I'm marrying a guy who loves the Lord and who really is, you know, certainly not perfect and certainly growing and on a trajectory or whatever. But you know, we're going to be looking in the same direction mm-hmm. and we're going to be, you know, and to realize what's important to know on the front end
yeah.
and then what's important to say, you know what, now I signed up for this and I commit and I go from there mm-hmm. and walk through that. And so I think that's part of it as well. But
totally
good. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks ladies so much. So we will have to, you know, we're going to journey through 2012. We'll have to stay in touch with one another's stories and see what's up and get the scoop on the dates as they continue and yep. see if there are any prayer card updates. I do have another friend who is married, and she took a group of 8 women and prayed for them every day on her lunch hour, and like 7 of them are now married. So
do you have her
there
contact?
Are get on that list.
I know, I gotta get on the list. So it's funny because I've had other friends who like have houses of girls, and then there's one room where all the girls get married, so now it becomes like the prime real estate, you know. They're like, I need to be in that room, it's like the marriage room, you know. So it's just cute what people do. So I don't know if there are counterparts to this for guys, or if guys are just like, no, I just need to ask someone out, or if guys think ahead with this kind of stuff, or have you guys like made t-shirts, have you done prayer cards? I don't know, we didn't hear from any of you. So anyway, we'll have to, if you guys want to write to us or comment on the blog for sure and let us know what your stories are, or if you think like, is this crazy, is this, should we not tell you about this? I don't know.
Go ahead.
You know what, we don't care, because we're confident in the Lord, so we're okay. That's right. With it. So well, thanks ladies so much for weighing in and sharing
yeah,
your stories.
Thank you.